like a ton of cat or something or other, I guess. It makes soup out of, don't it?
Yeah.
Don't you make mushroom soup? I've never grown any, but I've heard of it all my life.
You know what it looks like?
I think it looks more like a, maybe a carrot. Let me ask my wife.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a thing that they make a soup out of. It's grown. I know. I've heard them talk about it.
People don't grow it around here, though.
I've never grew any, and I've sold it.
Okay, let's see, talking about fences. This is the kind of fence that you might have around your yard, your garden.
Garden wire?
No, not wire.
Mm.
I'm thinking something, maybe just little boards that come up to a point, maybe. Or maybe they're kind
of... Little boards, you mean just on put on post, a strip right there, and then little plank there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be, you see, a lot of folks has them around the yard or garden or something other. They trim them out, and they'll have squared posts that's sawn. And then they'll have the plank, of course it'd be sawmill, just like it is a post. And they nail it to the post, then they have these little bitty, I guess about a 2x3, something like that. And then they trim a point of them up,
mm-hmm.
and then nail them on it, and paint.
Do you know what they call those?
Lattice, I'd call it. It's kind of a lattice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would be what I'd call it.
Do you ever hear a picket or paling?
Paneling?
Picket fence or paling fence or slat fence?
That would be, they might call that one of those we... I was just talking about, might call it a picket fence, I don't know what it is. We used to have rail fences back in my young days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the fences were rail.
Well,
I'm proud you brought that up. I remember, you know it's coming up mine. I had post squared and planks. I had them dressed and then put one on the side right at the edge of the post, put it cut off, and then put one on top nail.
Mm-hmm.
She got two planks over there. That's where I fixed mine. And my post, I got a square post all up down the road, both sides, and I had them painted.
Mm-hmm.
But now this rail fence we used to have, I could carry you down the first ditch and tell you to go down there, and there's still a lot of them down in there.
Mm-hmm.
Low end, that way, some kind. They'll let them cross them just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then nothing coming on that, nothing coming on that. To about 6 or 7 rails high. And they have two little stakes, one each at where the end, you know, you cross them, will be taken down and then tie a wire, twisted through the top to hold them together. And they will see them. They will see them. And he got such a high demand when I was little, small, high demand from to make pencils right out.
Mm-hmm.
People got to ride in the country, wanted to give so much wire for so many panels. They call each layer panel. So many panels, they give so many a wire, for so many pounds of wood. So my father swapped all that off and got wire, new wire, of course, and we got posts and dug holes and stretched this wire stretches and stretched it, a net wire. Fencing wire, just regular fencing wire net, and put it up. Those city rails would have been out of date.
Yeah.
Could have left them, you know. That's what they made the casket side out of, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could tell you one time, but I seen one made.
The casket?
Yeah, the man get in it. Over here called the old doctor, an old small fellow, one of the best cottons, I guess, we had in the state of Tennessee.